From designing the first computer to travelling into space, the LGBTIQ community has been instrumental and often unsung for their contributions to the world of science. With Mardi Gras just around the corner, as we've been saying all day, the parade Saturday, it's time for us to remember some of the great scientific minds who, in spite of discrimination, they changed the world. To discuss all this, we're joined by our producer, Miles. Miles, g'day, mate.
G'day, Adrian. How are you?
Very well. Very, very well.
Also, a fond g'day to Ollie, our co-presenter for the day, and our EP. So.
G'day.
She's carrying the show. Just ask her.
As always.
Doing my best, guys. Doing my best. So, Miles, tell us about some of the members of the LGBTIQ community that had contributed to the world of science.
Okay, so probably the best one to start is Alan Turing. Now, many of us actually might know Alan Turing because of the famous 2013 or 14 movie, The Imitation Game.
Imitation Game, yeah.
That's not why he should be famous. Right. He should be famous because he was this brilliant mind in science. And what he was incredible for was his very young progression in the field of science, as particularly mathematics. At 22, he was elected a fellow at the King's College, which is unprecedented. Even more so, what is probably the great thing about his great contribution to the world and to history was the way in which he was able to break Enigma, which was the German secret coding system that they would send messages through. He led a team that actually was able to break it in 1944, and they say that it shortened the length of the war by 2 years, which you might think in a seven-year war, okay, that's kind of significant. To put that into real terms, they estimate it saved up to 14 million lives.
14 million.
Now, what's even, I think, so they've got this incredible part of Alan Turing where he saved millions of lives through his work in science and mathematics. But the downfall is that when he finished his career there, he was actually persecuted and charged with gross indecency because of his homosexuality, right?
Wow.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
after
this happened, fully saving
the day.
Yeah, like having a huge role in saving people's lives. This man was persecuted. And the only way he could avoid, and this is quite horrible, the only way he could avoid going to jail was undertaking chemical castration.
Whoa.
And what this does is it actually has a great effect on your mind and, you know, and your ability to, you know, if you're a high-functioning person, to remain high-functioning. And so, unfortunately, this actually led to a huge bout of depression. And there is a bit of conjecture over the death, but it's widely accepted, generally speaking, that it was a suicide. And a lot of people think that was due to, you know, he having to really compromise himself and undergo what is now, you know...
And what year would this have been? This would have been, what,
52. 52 it was. And it took until 2012 to get an apology from the Prime Minister, from Gordon Brown at the time. In 2017, which is what I love about this, his posthumous effect is, they call it the Alan Turing Law, and that is anyone who was charged for, you know, indecency or laws like that because of, basically, for being gay, lesbian, or, you know, part of that community, their charges have only now been pardoned in 2017.
Wow.
So they've got an official state pardon. Now, getting an apology in 2012 might have seemed nice, but without the pardon, it's kind of... you know, somewhat ridiculous, you'd have to say.
Yeah.
And for it to take that long as well. Incredible.
Mm, absolutely.
Jeez. And I also hear that there was an astronaut amongst the ranks.
Sally Ride. Now, you might know Sally Ride from the famous We Didn't Start the Fire hit from Billy Joel, you know, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal. She's in there. And she was actually the first woman in space.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy, right?
Girls to the front.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she, you know, she graduated from Stanford with a degree in physics, so, you know, it only makes her, like, one of the smartest people alive. And on June 18, 1983, she was the first woman to go into space. It was a huge, a groundbreaking achievement, so much so that even now, actually, Lego are releasing a line of Women of NASA, is what they're calling it. And
I saw this.
Yeah, she's like the pin-up. Is pin-up girl or pin-up block?
The poster girl.
She's a poster girl for this new Lego series. And it's actually, it's got a few of the women from Hidden Figures as well, another movie that's just come out. So, but it's also incredible that, you know, she was a woman who, in spite of her, you know, what was two great disadvantages, having a sexuality that wasn't kind of part of the heteronormative view, and obviously being a woman as well, these two things played against her so much, but she persisted and persisted and, you know, really paved the way for a lot of women and involved. And, you know,
she took that spaceship and shattered the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Went straight to the moon.
Absolutely.
Get stuffed, I'm going to space, she said.
Now, I've got another one for you guys, and this one's a bit left of field. I think this guy was the most interesting of them all, who was Baron Franz Nopcsa.
Now, hey?
Yeah, I know.
Is that his full name?
Well, you want to hear the whole name?
Yeah.
Baron Franz Nopcsa von Felsow-Schlewis.
You did it. Well done.
That's incredible.
I think we should just stick with Franz Nopcsa.
Okay.
Because there's probably a direct descendant that might be thinking, oh, no, the Yeah, I'm not best with my Austro-Hungarian dialect.
Well, you did better than me, mate.
Full
so anyway,
confession.
What did the Baron do?
Well, he was basically the father of what we call paleobiology. Wow. This has nothing to do with paleo diets. So okay. if you're against that, don't worry. It's nothing to do with that. It was actually the study of paleontology and our biology, bringing mm-hmm. it into one, and trying to look at how we can get the bones of fossils that we look at, and try to account for what their kind of flesh and actual makeup in terms of their physical makeup would have been. Here's the even cooler bit. He was also a leader in Albanian national studies at the time, and this was around 1912, when just on the precipice of World War mm-hmm. One, basically it starts to form this movement for Albanian nationalism. Albanians want independence, and he's studied the Albanian people so immersively that he's now the thought leader and actually helps Albanian nationalists against they were at the time occupied by the Ottomans or the Turks, and he basically advocates continually for them, even so that he worked as a spy during World War One, right? And he was actually, I suppose, he was a man of mystery, and he had this lover who was an author and from the Balkan states that he brought everywhere with him, basically his male lover, and it was this really kind of cool, kind of out of the Maharati kind of vintage.
Wow!
I feel like there needs to be a movie out of this as well.
Absolutely.
imagine a gay James Bond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine how cool that'd be.
Well, I mean, this was all real. Like, the source material is excellent.
A lesbian Janet Bond.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
What if we combined all the stories, Alan Turing, Franz Nopcsa, Sally Ride, all into, you can make a trilogy.
Then we have the new Avengers.
Yeah. Wow. Is this something that we need to get in on the Thursday Daily? Patent that? I've got one last one for you. I think a serious one, and perhaps one when we think about, this time of the year, we think about, what it's like for people in this community, and even to the very much so the modern day across the world, the kind of the persecution that people like this receive, and mm-hmm. maybe how we can think about changing that. And that is the story of Ramchandra Siris. Now, this man, he was from Nagpur, which is in central India. He was an absolute leader in the Marathi language. He was a linguist and basically studied this language. Now, 73 million people speak this language. And
wow.
It basically comes from the Maharashtra region, which is the kind of central and western part of India.
Mm-hmm.
It's spoken by millions. And so in 1998, he became a professor at the Aligra Muslim University and, worked there very successfully for up to 12 years. Then in 2010, what happened was some people forced their way into his house and found that he was having consensual sex with another man, which is illegal in India.
This is 2010.
Yeah, in 2010. It's still this very kind of uncomfortable thing that a few Indian authors have spoken about this around sexuality in India, where homosexuality is actually not legal. But obviously, it's impossible to think that there's over a billion people in India and none of them are, going to be...
On.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. But the worst part is, so what then happened was on the 8th of February 2010, a whole TV and camera crew were there at the ready outside his house where people broke in to expose, and I say that with very strong inverted commas, his homosexuality. This then led to him being suspended from his job at Aligra University, and he basically lost everything. He lost his credibility in the field of academia, credibility amongst the public. All because they wanted to do this expose about a man being gay and, having a relationship with someone who was absolutely willing to be part of that.
Yeah, and in 2010. We're not talking, even the 50s was fairly sort of recent. We're not talking, 100 years ago. We're talking 7 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And on April 7th...
Handful of years ago.
He's very close. So his suspension was... This is the worst bit. On April 7th, Ramchandra died. It was a suspected suicide. But there is also a theory that perhaps there was involvement from some people who may have poisoned him. Now, we've got to tread carefully about, what is and isn't been proven. The police, they couldn't find enough evidence to prove that in the end. But some people were arrested. They were never charged, though.
Right.
So it's the conventional wisdom. It was a suicide. But again, it was a sketchy death. Nonetheless, I think you think about the Alan Turing story. You think about Ramchandra Siris. Mm-hmm. These are great minds that we lose because we choose to. That some of us in society have chosen to discriminate. And this Mardi Gras, let's celebrate. Let's have a good time, and let's make sure that everyone feels included.
Hear, hear.
Wise words.
Wise words from Miles. Who would have thought? Miles, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you.
No, very, very interesting stuff. Very in depth as well. It's incredible. a lot of LGBTIQ minds that have affected the world in huge ways, and some of them not getting the respect they deserve.